Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. We talk all the time about our million-dollar referral system. That's what we help people build. But to be able to build it, there is so much that goes on behind the scenes, but in particular, there's one key element, and that is yourself. Are you willing to be able to put yourself out there? Are you willing to do things differently? Are you willing to probably get outside your comfort zone? See, for most people, they don't grow their business, they don't make the impact that they want, they don't have the freedom or the financial security that they would like because they play it too safe. Not because that's what they're choosing to do, but because they don't know any different. And to get out of your comfort zone isn't easy. It takes time, takes a bit of guts and courage. You've got no idea what's going to happen, and that's scary. But if you're going to be successful, if you're going to grow, if you're going to make sure that you do something different tomorrow than what you're doing today, then you need to get outside the box and you need to be able to do things differently. So what I want to do here is break down the million-dollar referral system and how you need to be different to everybody else. When you think in today's world, anyone can start a business. So different to 20 years, 30 years, 40 years ago, where you needed capital behind you, where you needed structures. You pretty much needed to be a corporate entity. In today's world, with technology and internet and social media, you don't need any of that. You just need an idea. And therefore, it's really crowded. You'd probably be surprised to know that when you think of all the businesses that people have started around the world, very few, less than 10%, are actually out there making more money than what they would in a full-time role. But it gives people that freedom, gives people the opportunity to work for themselves, to be in more control of their life. And that's fantastic, but it also means there's a lot of noise. And when there's a lot of noise, who do people listen to? Which direction do they get pulled in? And that's what you are battling against, the noise. So to be able to be seen, be heard, be recognized, you have to get out of your own way and you have to get outside the box. You need more exposure. In today's world, people with successful businesses aren't the most talented. They don't have the best skill set, but they are seen and heard day in, day out. And we need to create the perception that we want the world to see. And to me, if you're not willing to do that, it's better off not being in business. It's a lot easier for most people to be able to turn up, do a role, go home, and not have to worry about it until the next day. But if you don't want that, and I don't want you to want that, then you've got to do things differently. You've got to do things that others won't do. Every day, even when you get knocked down, you've got to get back up and you've got to do things. So let's look at this. The first key to our million-dollar referral system is what you're known for. It's really hard to be known for something if you're quiet. It's really hard to be known for something if you're not putting it across all your social platforms, across your email signatures, on your website, on your business card. You have to choose what you are known for stick to it, and make sure that every single person knows it. Because when you do that, all of a sudden now, you're not going to be the only one who's shouting from the rooftops. Your networks, your fans, your community, your clients, they're going to start shouting who you are and what you are from the rooftops too. And then you have an effect where you have multiple people, in which then multiple people hear it, in which more multiple people say it. It's not difficult to become a household name. You just need more people telling more people what it is you do and how good you are at it. And they can't do that unless you're doing that. And it's a matter of doing it, not in a pushy, sleazy, salesy way, but doing it in a way because you love helping and creating the results that you do for other people. It's about you being able to make more of an impact. And I know the people in our networks, in our communities, in partnership club, in referral training club, I know that they're in business because they want to make a greater impact, sometimes to their detriment, but that's why they're there. Well, go and make a greater impact by starting to tell other people what it is you do, how it is you help them, so that that impact can start having a ripple effect. The next section to our $1 million referral system are our marketing channels, our partner channel, our network channel, our social channel, our live and leverage channel, and our retargeting channel. Everything has to do with creating referral teams, using our networks more effectively, leveraging into new networks through partnerships. So how much exposure are you getting? Is that I hope it might happen, I hope someone might come to me? Or are you talking to people every day? Are you asking people? Are you creating opportunities? Or are you sitting back? There is an opportunity waiting for you every minute of every day. Now, sure, you can't take that many. But when you think about it, there is an opportunity sitting there right now for you to take. Are you going to get yourself out of the way and take it? Or are you going to tell yourself and make up a whole bunch of excuses to why you're not going to do it? They won't want to partner with me. They're bigger than what I am. They've got more clients than me. I can't see why how this could work. What happens if they say no? There's plenty of things that we can tell ourselves, but you don't know if any of them are true because you haven't simply taken the first action of finding out. And even when someone says, no, sorry, I can't see how that'll work. Or no, sorry, that's not for us. Okay, so be it. There are so many people in this world that don't have a mindset around collaboration, around creating win-wins with others. You can't do anything about that. All you can do is use the channels effectively to the best of your ability, of what you can. There are enough other people in this world that do want to collaborate with you, that do want to be part of your referral teams, that would love to share your things out to their networks, that would be honored to have you on their podcast, their webinars, speak at their event. So rather than just trying 10, 12, maybe 20, and then going, oh, well, that hasn't worked, no. I reckon over the last 9 years of business, I will have spoken to over 100,000 people. And that's just the starting point. Think, how many hundreds of millions of business owners are there around this globe? And today we're more connected than ever through social platforms. So how are you getting exposure through your marketing channels? Are you playing small, hoping that someone doesn't say no? Or are you asking every single person possible whether they would like to create an opportunity with you? Every person you come across over the next week has the ability to open a door for you, partner with you, introduce you to the right people. The reason they're not, you're not asking. The third part to our $1 million referral system is our tools. So the first part, what you're known for. The second part, the marketing channels. The third part, having the right tools for your marketing channels to promote. So for a lot of people, they don't want to give too much away. If I give too much away, people won't pay me. Wrong. People have to see that you can give them a result. You have to be able to help somebody straight away for them to realize, oh, I really need to be paying this person more. So that's a mindset. I'm happy for people to get our 9-point game plan, our $1 million referral guide, our network for success formula, our referral success kit. And that'll give them some results straight away. Sure, it doesn't build them the system, but I also know that it'll give them enough that if they really want to build the system, then they'll come back to us. So what do your tools do at the moment? What's your mindset around creating tools? You need to remember that the thing that you are always selling, always, is the speed of implementation and results. Could someone take our step-by-step referral book? Of course they could. Will they build it the way I want them to or the way they could? No. Because my thinking is not their thinking. Someone is always paying to be around your thinking, the way you do it, because you've had success with it. So don't forget that that's always your biggest strength. Then now we get people into our leads bucket. So now once they're in our leads bucket, what are you doing to nurture them, to stay front of mind of them, to enhance the relationship with them, to educate them that you are the solution to their problems? Do you speak to them via email marketing every week, adding value? Do you reach out? Do you even ask the question, would you like some help? So many people bring leads into their leads bucket and then do nothing with them. There are two clear phases. Build an audience, speak to the audience, nurture, educate, and get that audience to be able to work with you. And if you're not doing both day in, day out, it won't be long before there's not much of a business. You need to see this as fun. You need to see this that you get to create a greater impact for your people. It needs to be enjoyable. It's a game. And most importantly, you just need to get yourself out of the way. There isn't a single thing that you can do wrong that's going to absolutely ruin you. I'd hate to know how many mistakes that we've made. At least probably 10,000. We're still here. We're still doing what we're doing. Does that mean some people hate us now? Yeah, maybe. I'm sorry, can't help them. Just focus on what you are meant to be doing, and that's helping others. So through building your million-dollar referral system, are you playing a small game or a big game right now? Is it time to get to another level? Is it time to make a greater impact? One thing I love with our Partnership Club guys is the impact they want to make. It's part of the prerequisite. Because our word is impact. And if we can help them grow, be a bit more successful, that they then get to hire people, feed more mouths, create social projects, then we've got a ripple effect of creating impact throughout the globe and society. Nothing excites me more. So why are you doing what you're doing? What's the bigger picture, the bigger mission, the bigger vision to it all? Go back to that and let's start playing a bigger game. If you found that helpful, make sure you check out our other podcasts. Subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you follow us on different social platforms. Every day, we want to be helping businesses build a marketing system that works, that's free, that builds their business because they're generating more leads than what they can cope with. And to do that, sometimes you just have to get yourself out of the way. If that was the first time you've listened to us, welcome. Make sure you jump over to referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources to grab some great free resources. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes so you never miss an episode, and make sure you're on either YouTube or any of the social platforms for us to be able to head out together. Till next time, I'll speak to you soon.